Living in Joburg over the past couple of days has been a really interesting experience, what with the G20 happening. And in order to understand what mayhem there will be on the roads this weekend, we are chatting to Xolani Fihla, the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Xolani, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And let me also greet the listeners.
What are we in for this weekend? What do we need to avoid, and where are we going to be good?
Definitely, as you did mention, that we are embracing the G20 Leader Summit. The actual summit is beginning on the 22nd and also on the 23rd, which is this coming weekend. And definitely a lot of roads will then be affected, not only in the city of Johannesburg, but in the greater part of Gauteng province. And this is in Joburg, Tshwane, and Ekurhuleni. Major national and regional routes will be affected, and also some urban arterial routes in the city of Johannesburg will also be affected, with the major national routes as the N1 between Pretoria and Joburg. It's the N3 in Joburg and in Ekurhuleni, the N14 in the side of Krugersdorp and Mogale City, the R21 and R24 and N12 West in Ekurhuleni, and of course the M1 in the city of Johannesburg. And in the areas where we'll see significant traffic disruptions in the city of Johannesburg, it's in Sandton, it's in Melrose, in Rosebank, Westcliff, Parkview, in Fourways, in Roodepoort, and in Nasrec, where the event will be happening. And particularly in Nasrec, we are going to be seeing full closures on specific roads. I know one of the roads that has already been closed off is Golden Highway, which is right next to the Johannesburg Expo Center. And then it will be followed by Rancho Road, which southern part of Rancho Road will be converted to a dual carriage. And this is to accommodate residents who are living adjacent to the Expo Center. And the other routes that will be affected in the Nasrec area is Nasrec Road. Just urging residents just to be aware of disruptions, and actually starting today, saying that we are seeing arrivals of dignitaries in Gauteng, and of course they'll be also attending other events which are linked to the G20. So we might then start seeing significant traffic disruptions from today heading towards Sunday.
Xolani, I don't know what to do with that. That was 5 minutes of mayhem that you have just relayed to us. How do we deal with this? How do we cope with this? How do we route plan? What is your suggestion to us as Gauteng residents over the next couple of days?
Of course, there are alternative routes which residents can definitely use. And especially if you are traveling between Ekurhuleni and Tshwane, rather than using the R21, you can use the M57, or else traveling through Germiston, Kempton Park, and Bedford View, use the smaller routes traveling east and west instead of R24. In the Roodepoort area, instead of Hendrik Borgita Road, there are routes like Besnedeer Drive, Christian de Wet Road, and Ndekers Road. In Fourways, instead of using Winnie Mandela Drive, it's Main Road, Cedar Road, and Witkoppen Road. And within the Sandton, Rosebank, and Parkview area, you can use streets parallel to Jan Smuts Avenue, Oxford Road, or Rivonia Road. And the alternative routes are such as Caller Drive, parts of Sandton Drive, and 11th Avenue. And in the most affected areas in the southern part of Johannesburg, that's areas like Rivoli, Nasrec, and Omonde View, then residents can use Chris Honey Road, Main Reef Road, Cranwood Road, Soweto Highway, the N17, Aerodrome Road, and Adcock Ingram Road. But just to give reassurance to our residents that with these operations and movements, they are rolling road closures, so they're not full road closures. And once vehicles and convoys have moved past certain routes, then those roads will be reopened.
Okay.
But the times that these routes will then be affected, and especially on the Saturday and Sunday, in the morning it's between 7 and 10, and in the afternoon and evening it's between 5 and 8.
Xolani, a little bit of an unfair question for you, but I'm sure you've had to fend this one off a couple times this week. A question from a listener who says, living in Sandton and having to endure all the chaos caused by the G20 on the roads, where did they find all the SAPS and JMPD vehicles all of a sudden? We don't normally see a tenth of the vehicles on a normal day. Can they not do the same for your tax-paying citizens on a daily basis? What's your response to that?
What I can say is with these operations, they're definitely coordinated. So you won't only see JMPD or SAPS vehicles, also see vehicles from the Tshwane Metro Police, from the Ekurhuleni Metro Police within the city of Johannesburg, and also the National Traffic Police. But what do we have tried to do is that we have a full contingency of our officers, and especially for JMPD, since we'll be manning all the intersections where all these convoys will be moving. So we had to tap into officers who are not on duty on that specific day so that we don't mess with the day-to-day duties of officers who are on duty so that service delivery still continues within the city of Johannesburg.
Olani Fihla, I could hear the smile in your voice as you were saying that to me. Thank you for your input this afternoon. That was really informative. Karen this afternoon has said, better to stay home, way, way better. There's good food, there's books, there's Netflix. That's certainly her plan. That makes a whole lot of sense. But I've got to tell you, there is definitely a sense of safety driving around Johannesburg, because on every single significant intersection in the city, there's a cop car with a light on. And it actually feels like a good place to be.